Is your retirement savings headed in the right direction? Have you checked lately? Hi, I'm Rob West. Pilots always perform pre-flight checks before taking off. That's one place you don't want surprises. Your retirement is another. Mark Biller joins us today to go over your pre-retirement checklist. And then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's no secret that Mark Biller is one of our favorite guests here at FaithFi. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing, a longtime underwriter of this program. And Mark, it really is great to have you back.
Well, thanks, Rob. It's good to be back.
Mark, you folks at SMI have a great article on your site. It's called Your Retirement Planning Checklist, and I know you compare it to doing a pre-flight check, which, by the way, is a great analogy for what folks are facing when they enter this season.
Well, thanks. It really is a helpful analogy. You know, we all know before takeoff, airline pilots will go through a checklist to make sure you know, the flaps are in the right position, there's enough fuel in the plane, and basically that everything is, you know, as it should be for a safe flight. And while our retirement planning may not be exactly the same kind of life or death situation, you know, before you wrap up your career, you really owe it to yourself and to your family to make sure that everything is as it should be, that you're as prepared as possible for a safe transition to retirement post-paycheck living, you know, especially if you're within, say, 10 years of your plan to retire. It's a really good idea to go over this checklist to see if any of these items need attention so that you can land safely in retirement.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, well, let's dive into it here before our first break. And I know you're going to stick around. So, folks, if you have questions today on retirement or investing, anything investing related, Mark Biller will be here for your questions today. 800-525-7000. Again, you can call right now. We will get to those questions in just a bit. 800-525-7000. All right, Mark, what's first on the list?
Yeah, the first item, Rob, is setting your intended retirement age. So the natural starting point for retirement planning is to choose a target date. And while that sounds really simple, it's not always as simple as it sounds. You know, a lot of people like their work, or they may need or want to keep their income flowing. Other people might prefer to keep their workplace health insurance instead of transitioning to Medicare. Yeah. You know, for everybody, I think it's worth remembering that retirement is really a fairly modern invention. The typical retirement age of 65 is pretty arbitrary. But that said, you know, whether it's for health or family reasons, most people do eventually step away from their full-time career. So it's definitely something to pray about, ask the Lord how he would have you spend your later years. And of course, if you're married, you want to be sure to talk and pray about this one together.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We talk often that we need to retire to something and not from something. It reminds me of what Ron Blue's wife, Judy, said to him when he announced his retirement. She said, well, just keep in mind, I married you for better or worse, but not for lunch. And so find something to do. And it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think he got the point. So anyway, we've got to be talking, right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great line, by the way. I love that one. Yeah, and, you know, once we've landed on our intended retirement age, then we need to test that and see how realistic it is. You know, for a lot of years, the Employee Benefit Research Institute has tracked this disconnect between the age at which current workers plan to retire versus the age at which today's retirees actually retired. And there's a pretty big gap there. So the bottom line of that, you know, understanding that, we need to recognize that oftentimes it's deteriorating health of ourselves or a loved one that makes people stop earlier than they think they're going to.
Yeah.
And the takeaway really is, even if you hope to work past age 65, you might want to build in a more conservative retirement age into your planning. So if maybe 70, maybe build your plan around retiring at age 67, because you can always accommodate working longer and keeping that money flowing longer, but it's really hard to go the other way.
Yeah, no doubt. That will make sure that you're well planned. And again, we want to look at this through the lens of Scripture. And we're created to be workers, but we also need to plan for that day where we're not working for pay. Back with Mark Biller and more just after this.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Today marks the first day of spring. For some, it couldn't have come fast enough. After several months of cold and snow, now we can look forward to sun and spring showers. But have you taken time recently to reflect on the one who makes seasons come and go? It's the Lord. On the fourth day of the creation week, Genesis 1:14 says, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years." We can count on spring to come, even in the midst of a dark winter, because the Lord made the world, and He called it very, very good. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out today. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
When we talk about politics, we tend to, as Christians, kind of set aside our faith and say, well, in the political arena, I identify more as a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative versus a liberal. The biblical worldview genuinely is the foundation and the basis for everything that we do, including our involvement in and analyzing civil government.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, where we recognize God owns it all. You're a steward. That gives you a high calling to be a money manager for the King of Kings. So what does that look like? Well, we want to be found faithful. We want to honor the heart of the master, God himself, who owns everything as we manage his money. That means we look to Scripture to understand how we're to navigate our financial lives, living, giving, owing, and growing God's money. And when it comes to the growing category, we most often think about growing it for the long term, i.e. retirement. So what does that look like? Well, today we're talking with our good friend Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing, and we're talking about the article that they recently published called Your Retirement Planning Checklist. Really gives you that pre-flight checklist that is all important when you're talking about important tasks like landing that plane for retirement well, and this can be a really handy tool. Before we head to the phones here, Mark, which by the way, Mark will be taking your questions here in just a moment on retirement, also investing related questions, 800-525-7000. We have a few lines open. Mark, before the break, you were talking about that age, really having that target, and perhaps it's not as late as you think because the data says most folks actually retire prior to their expected retirement date. But after that, what's next on the list?
Yeah, so once you've got that intended retirement date set, then our next step is to estimate our retirement budget. You know, how much are we going to need to live on in retirement? Fundamental question, it's not always super straightforward because some of your expenses are likely to change from your working career to your retirement years. So some of those expenses will probably disappear. You certainly don't need to save for retirement anymore once you're in retirement, or save for your kids' college, things like that. Other things like commuting costs, those are likely going to go down or go away. But you also have some other spending categories that are likely to go up in retirement, like entertainment, maybe travel. So you want to consider whether your budget is going to change from your work time into your retirement life. But also, keep in mind that your budget is likely to change as you progress through retirement. So some of these expenses, like the travel, entertainment, that kind of stuff, that's likely to go up initially in retirement. But a lot of retirement authors will refer to things like the three phases of retirement. This idea that you have kind of like the go-go years early on, and then the slow-go years as your health starts to slow you down a little bit. And then towards the end of retirement, you get to the more ominous sounding no-go years, when probably not a lot of golf and sightseeing at that point. But then again, as your health declines, healthcare spending tends to grow. So the point of all this, Rob, is you just want to be thinking about those budgetary changes. And for our purposes today, you probably want to focus primarily on that initial retirement budget and then plan to reevaluate that each year in retirement.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Obviously, nothing replaces actually doing the mechanics of creating that new retirement budget, which is important. But just as a rule of thumb, Mark, I mean, I've seen studies that show the average retiree lives on about 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income, primarily because they're no longer saving for retirement. Maybe they're debt-free or the kids are off the payroll. But would you concur with that just in your studies on this?
Yeah, that's definitely the figure that I see the most often as well, Rob. But I would, like you just said, I would be cautious about just accepting that kind of shorthand, because I have seen that vary really widely depending on the individual. You know, and there's so many factors. You know, do you live close to your kids and your grandkids, so you can see them a lot without having to travel? Or is that going to be something that all of a sudden you're having to budget in, you know, three or four sets of plane tickets every year to zoom around to see the various grandkids? You know, that kind of thing can really vary from person to person.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. By the way, folks, this article is there. It's handy and really helpful. Soundmindinvesting.org. Check it out. All right, let's head to the phones. We've got a few lines open. Your questions for Mark Biller today on investing and retirement, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Now let's go out to Texas. Steve, what's your question for Mark?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. And, my question had to do with, I suppose that I don't really have many travel needs, and granted, I won't have children to support me probably, or grandchildren, so that is an influence as well. But I'm also willing and happy to stay employed through my later years. And given that I intend to be, you know, making money as long as I'm capable of doing something someone will pay me for doing, then how would that affect my retirement planning if I'm still hoping to make an income as long as I possibly can?
Yeah. And just for clarification, I'm seeing here in my notes, you're 39. Is that right, Steve?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So doesn't have a lot of family that could support him, Mark. Still, you know, arguably 25 plus years away, but he's saying I might work into my 70s. So how would you factor all of that into his plans?
Yeah, well, I think that's great, Steve. And it kind of strikes at the general planning philosophy that I would encourage everybody to take as much as they can, which is basically to, you know, plan for the best, prepare for the worst. You know, the idea of working and continuing to earn that income into retirement, fantastic. You just want to be a little bit cautious, because certainly between, 39 and 69, a lot of life can happen. And that's really the point that we were trying to make with the earlier study, that that group of that studies the employee benefits, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they basically say, about 45% of current workers are right where you're at, Steve. They're planning to work late into their retirement years, but only about 19% of today's current retirees were actually able to pull that off. So about twice as many workers think they're going to do it as actual retirees were able to do it. So I would say, the takeaway from that is just build your plan around a conservative estimate of how long you'll be able to work, how much income you'll be able to bring in during retirement. And then if you're healthy, if you're able and still enjoying your work, fantastic. That's going to make everything so much easier once you get to retirement, because that income will keep flowing in. But if something unforeseen comes along, then you've made your preparations and your plan around the idea that if I need to stop working sooner, I can do that without having a big financial crisis that you weren't foreseeing coming down the pike. So that's how I would apply that, Steve. How about you, Rob?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's the big idea, is you certainly plan on you continuing to work, but that allows for the unforeseen, which is perhaps you're physically unable to continue to work, at least in the capacity you expected. And so you've saved appropriately, you've got the income that you need, and you're able to cover the major expenses in that season, which are often going to be long-term care. And, we know today that can be $9,000 or $10,000 a month if you need full nursing care. So hopefully that gives you some things to think about, Steve. Check out this article, soundmindinvesting.org. It's really handy. You can even check things off in the article as you read through it. It's really great. Becky, we're coming your way right after the break. Plus your questions, 800-525-7000. Stick around. More with Mark Biller after this.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice. And is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
This weekend on The Stand Radio, we'll hear the story of a Romanian man who came to faith in Christ and how that decision changed everything.
My mother sent me away, saying, "You're not my child anymore." So for a few months I stayed with brothers in the local church, in their houses, So it's a price you pay for your faith.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
My grocery bill went up 11% this year. Gas, utilities, rent, all went up. But my paycheck, the same. I also pay for my own healthcare, a huge expense. A friend recommended Christian Healthcare Ministries as an option to insurance, and CHM helps pay for medical needs while allowing some breathing room in my budget. Open enrollment is here, so make the switch today with potential cost savings up to 40%. Christian Healthcare Ministries at chministries.org/faithfi.
Here at the AFA Foundation, we help families just like yours shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Chelsea Wildman.
We would love to work with you to see if a charitable gift annuity is right for your situation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Why not reach out to the AFA Foundation team today?
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Hey, if you're looking for a Bible study, perhaps you'd like to explore the money topic in a small group study, maybe a church, maybe you're in a men's or women's group, or you have a small group in your neighborhood, and you're always looking for relevant topics taking you deep into Scripture. Well, our brand new four-week study, Rich Toward God, just came out a few weeks ago. We'd love for you to check it out. It deals with the topics of what it means to live rich toward God, the pride we can have in prosperity, the uncertainty of tomorrow, and how we plan for that through a biblical lens, all of those topics and more. Again, check it out at faithfi.com. Just click shop at the top of the page. That's faithfi.com, and you can order your copy today. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls and questions. Mark Biller here today, executive editor at Sound Mind Investing, and we're talking about your pre-retirement checklist that you need to be thinking about throughout your working years so that you can plan for a God-honoring retirement, one that allows you to have the resources that you need to lead that lifestyle you believe God has called you to. Remember, Social Security was never intended to cover more than 40% of your pre-retirement income, and that's at the most. So we've got to be saving, and this helpful checklist at soundmindinvesting.org can help you plan well for that. We're also taking your questions today, 800-525-7000, questions for Mark Biller on investing today, and we've got a few lines open. You can call right now. Becky, you've been waiting patiently there in Virginia. Go ahead with your question for Mark.
Thank you. We're retired. I have $300,000 in savings that I would like to invest, hopefully get dividends, but not fairly safely.
Sure. Yeah, and you're just kind of wondering what approach to take, where to invest
it? Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Mark, your thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that the first question that we typically will try to address, Becky, is kind of what's the overall investing framework that a person has. So is that $300,000 kind of the total portfolio, or are there other pieces that we should be considering in this as well?
Oh, no, there's other pieces. This is just money that I have to do something with.
Okay, well, perfect. So I just want other, you know, listeners to understand that as we focus on this one particular slice, that this isn't necessarily what we would say somebody should do with their total portfolio, because you want to balance that depending on your season of life, your age, your risk tolerance, and make that kind of stock bond allocation first. So, Becky, I'm kind of assuming that you've already done that, and now you've got this one slice that you want to focus on, more dividend payers, kind of conservative stock-type investing. That's pretty accurate? Do I have that right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so there are a number of mutual funds and ETFs that focus specifically on dividend payers. There are a couple of different types. Some dividend funds focus really on just finding the highest possible yields. Those tend to be a little bit riskier because they're not really evaluating the quality of those companies as much. So I tend to favor more, they come in different names like dividend growers, dividend aristocrats. The idea is these are really high quality companies with a long history of increasing their dividends year after year. And what that tends to show you is financial stability in those companies to be able to keep growing their earnings, to be able to consistently expand those dividends over time. And that's a good sign of stability. in those companies. So that would be the type I would tend to favor. Another trick there that's kind of a shorthand is you can look for the word quality in the name of the fund or in the description of the fund, because some funds will talk about quality stocks as a factor that they're selecting for. Becky, I know this is a lot of information. On our SMI website, Sound Mind Investing website, you can search for the word dividend in our search box, and we have written articles that have lists of some of these different dividend-focused funds, and that might be a good place for you to start your research, as if you want to look through some of those and find one that looks appropriate for your portfolio. So that would be my take on that. Rob, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's right on. I would have a follow-up for you, though, Mark. Obviously, she could hire an advisor to do this, and if she wanted to do that, faithfi.com would be the place to go find a professional. But, Mark, I know you all offer a service with fund offerings and recommendations. Is there a particular strategy that would align with what Becky's describing here at Sound Mind Investing?
Yeah, so we don't have anything that's specifically dividend-focused, but we do have a fund upgrading strategy that is going to give specific recommendations of mutual funds, including like large company-focused funds, which would be this type of fund that we like and is a systematic month-by-month. You know, we follow those recommendations to let people know when it's time to change from one fund to another. And also, like I was saying, we will also do kind of deep dives in articles on these specific topics with lists of suggestions, even though those aren't like ongoing portfolios that we're following.
Yeah, very good.
So a couple different options there. Yep.
Excellent. Becky, is that helpful?
Yes, it's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, so if you want to kind of do it yourself, soundmindinvesting.org. If you want to find an advisor, go to faithfi.com and you can click find a professional. Thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Mark Biller here today. He's going to stick around. We've got two more segments. We're going to talk next about the next item in your pre-retirement checklist, and that is getting your debt-free plan in place. We'll get Mark's take on that. Also, what about living arrangements in retirement? How do you factor that in? Plus, Lisa's waiting patiently in Mississippi with a question and your phone calls. 800-525-7000. Lines are open. Call right now. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
Interested in seminary but don't think it will work in this season in life? Wesley Biblical Seminary offers flexible options that allow you to take classes live, no matter where you are. At WBS, we don't just educate people, we develop trusted leaders for faithful churches. It's time for you to respond to the calling God has on your life. Take classes from an institution that you can trust for a calling that will not go away. Learn more about your opportunities at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. He's Mark Biller. We're talking today about your pre-retirement checklist. Check it out at soundmindinvesting.org. All right, Mark, before we head back to the phones, and by the way, we do have room for a few more questions between now and the end of the program, 800-525-7000. You can call with your questions on investing and retirement today for Mark Biller. Again, 800-525-7000. I know the next item on that checklist, Mark, is what you all call your debt-free plan. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, Rob, paying off all your debt, including your mortgage, by the time you retire is a huge help to cash flow during retirement. So one of the items on this list is to ask yourself, you know, if you've got a 15 or 30-year mortgage, if you keep making your scheduled payments, will your mortgage be paid off by your intended retirement age? And if the answer to that is no, then you may want to begin making accelerated payments on the mortgage. You can use an online calculator to figure out how much to add to the mortgage each month to make that payoff coincide with your retirement date. Now, the same is going to be true with all your other types of debt, vehicle debt, student loan, credit card, all of that. Now, I realize if you've got a lot of debt, it can be overwhelming to think about trying to pay all of that down ahead of time and pay it off by retirement. So, you know, as always, start where you can. Engage, you know, the debt snowball or a different method to try to accelerate those debt repayments. But the big picture here, Rob, is the less debt that you bring into retirement, the better.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, let's head back to the phones here for a moment to Mississippi. Hi, Lisa, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I had a quick question for a 75-year-old smoker that found a life insurance policy for $10,000 for $220 a month. And I thought it might be better to put in some type of investment, and she'll have that paid up in 3 years. So what do you think would be the best for her?
Yeah,
life?
It's a great question, Lisa. Let me ask you, what is the purpose of this money? Is this specifically for burial costs or some other purpose?
Well, mainly burial costs. She has a small one, but it's going to go down at 80. So she'll have around $7,000 in that one, and she just wanted a little bit more. Maybe it's the funeral.
Does she have other assets that could be used for burial? Perhaps she doesn't necessarily prepay, but maybe she pre-plans and has assets available for loved ones to tap into for those expenses, or is that truly a need at this point?
Well, she has a little bit, but she's been traveling a lot.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, very good. Well, you know, this is obviously a costly venture in this season of life, given her status as a smoker, given her age. I mean, to spend $225 a month, I mean, that's $2,700 a year that, to your point, could go into a high-yield savings account. And, you know, 4 years down the road, she's got enough to cover what a typical, you know, burial expense would be, around $10,000. And then she saves that money for the rest of her life and puts that towards, you know, giving or the travel that she wants to do, those kinds of things. So, you know, putting this toward that kind of policy in this season of life, especially given her status as a smoker, is not something I'm really excited about. So I would concur more with you on this, is perhaps, you know, have her save that diligently and doesn't touch it. She's almost treating it like it's a premium, but she's paying it to herself and using that to build up an additional, perhaps, emergency reserve earmarked for specifically burial expenses, I think is a much better option personally. Does that make sense?
And then, yes, sir. Would it be a savings account with the highest interest rate you can get or something else?
Yes, ma'am. I would use a high-yield savings at one of the online banks. You could go to bankrate.com and find who has the best rates right now. You'll find that, you know, they're pretty attractive right now. I mean, they will be coming down as interest rates come down. But, you know, even today on high-yield savings, you can still get 5%. I mean, certainly 4.5+, but there's even some 5% options out there. So bankrate.com is the place to go. We appreciate your call today. We'll be headed back to the phones again here in just a moment. But, Mark, next on that list after determining your debt-free plan is around living arrangements. What do we need to know there?
Yeah, we touched on it earlier, Rob, but, you know, the big question here is, are you already in your forever retirement home, or do you think you're going to live somewhere else in retirement? If you're staying put, you probably already have a good handle on the expenses of your current living arrangements, but if you're planning to move, then you've got to do a little bit of digging to figure out what are the expenses going to look like, where you're going to move to. And, you know, along with this one, I would say you want to be thinking ahead towards the time when maybe you can't live on your own anymore, and what's your thinking then? Do you have a plan that involves maybe adult children that could help out? And, you know, have you talked about that with them? Is distance a factor there? Should you consider moving closer to them? So these are all the types of questions that can seem kind of far off when you're in relatively good health early in retirement, but it's better to consider them early on than wait until you've got a sudden need later on.
Yeah, very good. That makes a lot of sense. Let's head back to the phones, 800-525-7000. We're going to go to Virginia. Hi, Gladys. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello. My husband has not retired, and he is 69, born 1955. But he's planning to retire 70, but his full retirement age was 67 and 2 months. Have they extended it? Does he supposed to work to get his full retirement 70 and 2 months, or is it 70?
Yeah, Mark, you want to weigh in on that?
That's a good question, Gladys. I would have to check the specifics. I believe that 70 is the full retirement age for Social Security still. For somebody your husband's age, I know for sure we can get that answer on the Social Security website.
No problem. 67 is going to be that latest age to get full retirement benefits. Now, you will have and this is for somebody born 1960 or after, you will have the option to allow that to continue to grow by basically 1/12 of 8% every month beyond full retirement age. So, and that happens all the way up to age 70. There's no reason to wait beyond 70 because that check is not going to continue to grow. And so it would make sense to go ahead and take Social Security by age 70, whether you need it or not. But full retirement benefits are payable at the latest today at age 67. The question is whether you want it to continue to grow beyond what's called your full retirement benefit. Does that make sense, Gladys?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, very good. So he's working on a higher check right now by delaying that. And basically the way the math works is he'll need to live 12 more years beyond age 70 to get paid back for what he gave up between 67 and 70 by not taking a check. That will come in the form of a higher check every month. Once he's paid back, then he's kind of, quote, in the money from that point forward, because, you know, he's already been paid back for everything he didn't get between full retirement age and 70. And now he enjoys a check that's about, you know, 25% higher than what he would have gotten at full retirement for the rest of his life, which is a great option if he is in good health and the Lord tarries. And the Lord doesn't tarry, well, it doesn't matter at that point because we'll be in much better shape. Hey, Gladys, thanks for your call today. Mark Biller here today, back with our final segment on our pre-retirement checklist just around the corner. Stick around.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in Securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
God has entrusted His finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
So you want to make sure you're on track for retirement. Well, what is that checklist you need to make sure you consider? Well, we've got it for you today. It's the pre-retirement checklist available from soundmindinvesting.org. In fact, it's there. It's ready for you right now. Soundmindinvesting.org. Just click on pre-retirement checklist. And our guest today has been Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. Mark's been reviewing some of the key items on that pre-retirement checklist. We've talked about setting your retirement date. We've talked about your debt-free plan. We've talked about estimating your retirement budget, even thinking about living arrangements. Mark, next is something you all call estimating your guaranteed income. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when we're talking about that guaranteed income, we're talking about Social Security, if you're fortunate enough to have a defined benefit pension, any type of annuity, that sort of thing. And the idea here, Rob, is earlier we set a number for our retirement budget, so that's what we need to get in income to cover our expenses. Now, this step is going to say, okay, how much of that is going to be covered by Social Security and other guaranteed income? And then the next step after that is to say, okay, assuming that that guaranteed income isn't going to cover all of our expenses, what is that gap? And that remainder amount after Social Security, after other guaranteed income, that's the number that we're going to have to fill from our investment portfolio. So getting a really clear idea of what that additional monthly income number is going to be really help us start to then plan, all right, how much am I going to need to have saved to be able to generate that monthly income figure? So yeah. I kind of combined a few items from the list in explaining that, but that's the general idea of what we're moving toward with this retirement checklist to get to that number that's kind of our investment target now, so we know how long we need to keep working, how much we need to be saving in order to get to that retirement net nest egg number that's going to meet our income needs.
Yeah. And what are you using, Mark, these days as a withdrawal rate as we think about investment income on that nest egg?
Yeah, so the kind of safe industry rule of thumb is about 4%. That's kind of a conservative planning estimate. We really encourage people to use some sort of a planning tool or calculator. There's some good free ones online that you can search for and use. We have one that's a little bit more advanced, actually a lot more advanced, that we make available to our SMI members. That's really more like investment advisor caliber that can really help you dial in exactly if this is what I have now and this is what I'm invested in, this is what that number is likely to look like. And then as I move into a withdrawal phase, what is that going to look like? But, you know, some of the free calculators online can really do a pretty good job of helping you estimate that. That's going to be a little bit better than just relying on a blunt, you know, rule of thumb like 4%. But in the absence of something a little bit more specific to you, like those calculators will give you, you know, 4% is probably a good conservative estimate of how much you can take out of that nest egg each year without having it run out during retirement.
Yeah. Let me just affirm what Mark said about that planning software that's available to SMI members. It's powerful. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you want to be able to really compute where you're at with your whole comprehensive financial plan. It really is the type of software that an advisor would use right at your fingertips. And a lot of folks find that incredibly valuable. Again, you can learn more at soundmindinvesting.org. Mark, let's hit quickly, and then we'll head back to the phones. By the way, we have room for maybe one more question, 800-525-7000. Let's hit quickly on healthcare needs. Obviously, this is a major area of consideration in this season of life. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, it is a big one, Rob. You know, and the big question for people usually right after is, are you planning to take Medicare right away when you qualify at age 65? Or do you plan to work past that age and stay on your employer's plan? Yeah. So either way, you want to build in that estimate of how much you're going to be paying in premiums. And if you're going to go with Medicare, then you want to look at that and consider filling any coverage gaps you've got by either adding a Medigap plan to a traditional Medicare plan, or you could go with the Medicare Advantage plan. And of course, we're getting into a little more technical material there, but it, you know, the bottom line there, Rob, is you want to look into the Medicare piece of this and what is going to be the best option for you at whatever age you plan to start with Medicare in retirement. Yeah, and we have some articles on that too on our website if people are interested.
Yeah, very good. That's something really important to consider as you look at the cost of healthcare. Let me just ask quickly, Mark, what are your thoughts and you and the team at SMI on long-term care insurance, just given how expensive that can be?
Yeah, that is really a tricky one. You know, we've written fairly extensive articles on that to kind of walk people through that process. A lot of that does come down to family history. You know, you want to really be honest about the likelihood of needing that type of care, and that factors in everything from, do you have, you know, your parents, your grandparents, did they tend to live a long time? Do you have a history of any type of Alzheimer's or dementia in the family, that sort of thing? And of course, those aren't going to give you absolute answers, but they are probably going to give you a direction to lean of whether you need to be seriously considering building that expense in or not. It's not a bad idea for people who don't have those risk factors, but if you do have those risk factors, it takes the urgency up a bit. And yeah, as you mentioned, Rob, there really isn't an easy answer on this one because it is so expensive.
Yeah.
So I hesitate to give too much of a guidance type answer here because it really does get pretty specific to the individual. But I would definitely encourage people to look into that. Read up on that a little bit so you can make a good decision.
Yeah, the key is, does it fit in your budget and can you absorb increases? Because those policy premiums have increased. They will continue to increase as the cost of medical care increases over time. Let's go back to the phones. Christy, I know you wanted to weigh in with a thought related to funeral homes and burial expenses. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. As everybody says, thank you so much for your program. I love listening to you when I get to catch you.
Thank you.
Funeral homes. To the lady that was inquiring about making a savings account or some kind of investment for burial,
yes.
I know my grandparents actually went to the funeral home and they have plans where you can actually prepay for your funeral costs. That way you can actually pick all the different things that you actually want for your funeral, your casket and all of those kind of things, the colors. And then also they actually lock in the prices for today's prices because just like everything, funerals go up in cost as the years go by too.
Yes, well, you're exactly right. I mean, you've got your resting place reserved. There's no second guessing. The price is locked in, and we know that inflation's high across the board. It's higher than the average in funeral costs. The downside are, those are funds are tied up. Funeral homes doesn't happen often, but they do go out of business. So you just need to, recognize that. And then obviously in many cases, you can't change your mind. So the other option is to just put that in a good investment account and let it grow. Maybe you do some pre-planning, making the decisions and the funds are available, but you don't necessarily prepay. But for peace of mind, a lot of folks go that direction. We appreciate your call today. That was a great added insight there. Mark, as we begin to, going back to your analogy here, land the plane on this topic, what would you wrap up with today? And perhaps just kind of a remind us of a biblical worldview of this retirement approach, perhaps a little different than maybe the world comes at it.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Rob, the point of an exercise like we've been going through today actually isn't to come up with a perfect plan because there really isn't any such thing. Things change, situations change. This is a process, not really a one-time thing. And it's not so much the plan itself that's so valuable, it's the process of planning that's so beneficial because it prompts you to think through all these different aspects of your retirement that you may not have considered otherwise. You know, kind of bringing this around full circle, we also want to just remember that, as always with any financial topic, we have a part to play. But ultimately, this is in God's hands. So this should not be a topic that causes stress or worry or anxiety. It's something to prayerfully consider. And again, we do our part. We rely on God to do his part. He is faithful, and we can rest easy in that.
That's well said, Mark. Well, listen, once again, a wealth of great information. Always appreciate you joining us on the program, my friend. God bless you.
Thanks, Rob. Always my pleasure.
That's Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. Check out this article when you visit their website, soundmindinvesting.org, soundmindinvesting.org. You can't miss it. It's called Your Retirement Planning Checklist. You can take advantage of it today. And folks, just again, a reminder, we want to look at this through a biblical lens. God created us to be workers and productive, but we want to plan for that season of life where God may redirect us out of paid work. And the way we do that is we set aside a portion for that day. And Mark helped us do that today. Hey, let me say thanks to my team today, Taylor Stanridge, Devin Patrick, Robert Youngblood, and everybody here at FaithFi that makes this happen. If you want to support our work, you can do that at faithfi.com. Click give, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.